Okay, so we were holding on that vote. Just to review briefly, as briefly as possible here, we have very fundamental machlokes between Abaye and Rava. When the Torah says not to do something, is that thing impossible to do? When we're talking about a state, to achieve a state, a chalos, obviously a physical act can be done. So is that chalos, is it now ruled impossible? Or is it possible to do it? It's just you're chayev on doing it. So according to Abaye, if the Torah is b'chayev you for doing the things it says not to do, it must be that they're doable. According to Rava, you're chayev for the attempt, even though what was done may not be effective. But the Gemara went through quite a few cases yesterday to try to discover how it is that one or the other side would deal with something that we clearly see is either yes mahani or lo mahani. So we examined the din of an ones. He cannot be megarish the woman that he raped. He has to take her back. But we examined the issue of taking off truma from Paris that were not so high class, you know, royally often. Turns out that it works. We talked about taking off truma from one min al she'eno mina. Turns out that it doesn't work. We talked about doing a pidyon on a teron l'teani. Turns out that it doesn't work. We talked about tamura. Turns out that it does work. We talked about the mechira of a bechor, and ultimately of meiser. Turns out that it doesn't work. But each one of these were questions on one or the other. We continued on. Also, in somebody who's magdim, one of the later matanais, let's say truma to bikurim, from meiser sheni to meiser rishon, not allowed to do it. Turns out that it works if you do it. We talked about the din of being magdish, something that's not royal in Mizbeah. You're not allowed to do it. It works if you did it. We talked about being magdish tmimi, to Berek Abayis. You're not allowed to do it. It works if you do it. In every one of these cases, we have a question either on Abaye or Rava. If it works, it's a question on Rava. If it didn't work, it's a question on Abaye. In each one of these cases, the person who would have had a problem explains why this is a unique case. In each one of these cases, that's a unique case because of some special indication. The other, to whom it's not a unique case, but it was expected, has to explain what use we're going to make of the special limud that ostensibly turned it into a unique case, according to the other test. Correct? Okay, this is what we've done so far. We're going to continue doing this some of the time today. So up to Davav Amud Aleph. The last thing that we had learned was the din of Tmimin Lebedek Habayit, and that brings us down to the sixth line, Vahare Geza. Unblemished animals, but we're finished with that. Vahare Geza, sixth line. Vahare Geza, Zerachman Amar Lo Tigzo. Now, when it comes to stealing, the Torah says you're not allowed to be gozel, which should mean that if you go ahead and you steal, that there should be no legal status to the stealing. And there's no way for you to be kona what you stole, no matter what happens, it isn't yours. And yet the Mishnah says, gozel aitzim v'asa'an kelim, tzemer v'asa'an begadim, if somebody steals wood, let's say he builds a chair out of the wood, or he steals wool, and he makes a sweater out of it. In all of these cases, he accomplishes shinui. It's no longer in the state that it was at the time that he stole it. And the halacha is mishalim kishata gizeva. He does not return the material that he sold. And yet, according to Rava, no kinyonim should have been possible, since this came through doing the type of kinyon that the Torah disallows, stealing. To yufta the Rava. So this is a problem, according to Rava. Why would Shino be kona? Omalacha Rava, shayne yasem diamakra asher gazal, kamosha gazal. That's a unique case. Because the Torah says that only asher gazal, that which you stole, shall be returned. Well, obviously, what are you supposed to return something you didn't steal? Well, what's the point of saying Asher Gazal? Lashiva, Tagzeilah. It's quite clear that it's Asher Gazal. Therefore, must be coming to tell me Asher Gazal only if it's in the state that it was originally when it was stolen. But if it's in a changed status now, it belongs to the stealer, who now has to replace it with an analog, cash. That's who pays for it. But he keeps it. So his kinyan, that was done illicitly, indeed helps in this case. What?
Still a kinyan.
It's still a kinyan. So this means that we have another unique case. Hula Abaye. But then why, according to Abaye, do we need Asher Gazal? Since according to Abaye, anyway, if the Torah said lo mahan, lo savid, it would be mahani. So why do I need to know that I can be kinyan? Of course I can be kinyan. He says, that I need to teach me, Biboyle, Al-Gizelo Shel Lo Mosif Chomesh. Al-Gizelo Shel Avive No Mosif Chomesh. Which says, Heshivet Agzela Asher Gazal. Only that which he himself stole. And over there there's a halacha of paying back an additional Chomesh, in a case where there was a Shvua, where the man swore that he hadn't stolen, he was a Shvua Lasheker, now he's doing Tshuva, Stomacher Avive. Isn't that halacha? So the din is that he has to be Moshe Chomesh. Comes along the Torah to say, when is he Moshe Chomesh? Only Asher Gazal, only when he was the one who stole it. But if what he did was maintain in his possession that which his father had stolen and claimed that it hadn't been stolen, on that there's no Asher Chomesh. Okay, so we have now yet another unique case, an exclusion to the rule. Okay, how about the case of Mashkan? The Torah says you are not allowed to forcibly take a mashkan for someone after giving him a loan. You have to stand outdoors and the guy can bring you a mashkan. You can't walk into his house to take a mashkan. How about if you take a mashkan? It says, lo tavot abeto lavot abeto. How about if you take a mashkan illegally? The Mishnah says that nonetheless, the halach is that magzir takar b'layla v'tamachare shabayum. The thing is that you have to return kelim that are required at night. So let's say you stole the guy's you took the mashkin, the guy's pillow. You have to give him his pillow for the nighttime use. Then you can take it back in the day. If you took his plow, you have to give him back his plow to use during the day. But you can take it back at night. Now that means, what do you mean you can take it back? Why aren't we back to the original issue that you can't take a mashkin forcibly? Therefore, it's clear that the original act of force was Mahani, and you were actually kind of the mashkin. It's just that the Torah now gives you dinim how you have to act with the mashkin that you took. But then it's to you, to the Rava, because according to Rava, you should not be able to achieve that which was wrongly done. And since you did it, you were over on the issue of lotav el betov. So what do you mean, magzir? You should just have to give back the mashkin totally to you, to the Rava. Amalekha Rava says, Rava, well, that's actually a exception to the rule. Because Shaini Hasam, the Yarmakra, has shaved Tashiv. Since over there, the Torah adds an additional Hashava. So what it's saying is that there needs to be Hashava, whether it comes the Iser or whether it comes the Heter. So it's telling me then that you can be Tena that Mashki. And according to Abaye, why do I need that? Because according to Abaye, Lav Yomer Akvan Hashem Tashiv, Hava Minei Sura Avad, Iboy Nahadir, Iboy Lo Nahadir. According to Abaye, I might think that the dinim of returning a mashkan at night when needed at night, and day needed in day, is said when you took the mashkan legally. So you had a court order, you stood outside of his house, you showed the guy the court order, and he brought you out the mashkan. But not that you took it illicitly. If you took it illicitly, so then it's fine. It's like stealing. How do I know that there's a chiyuv now to continue acting the way I would have acted with a mashkin that I take illicitly, that I return it at night or I return it in the daytime? Therefore, the Torah needs to tell me, Hashem Tashiv, this halacha is true whether I took the mashkin correctly or incorrectly. So even according to Abaye, I still need it. The mashmon that it applies in any event. So we have yet another exception to the rule. Okay, how about another case, Peah? The Torah says, "Lo techaleh pa'atzatcha bekutzrecha." which means that the edge of your field is meant to be the anis, and you have to leave it to the anis, and you can't collect it. Rich, you okay?
Nothing.
I know. Yeah. Should I not bother you today? Should I let you just
go down?
Yeah. So it says here, Lo tachale pa'atzavka b'kutzrecha. It's not mitzvat peyah la'afrish min hakama. The halach is that l'katkila peyah is supposed to be left on the field itself when things are growing. So suppose you cut the field and now you have the sheaves that are tied together. Lo yafrish min hakama. Fine. So then at least leave the omerim that you have cut illegally. Yafrish min omerim. Lo yafrish min omerim. How about if you didn't do that and you actually went and collected the grain? So then yafrish min hakri. Take it out of your silo. This is actual miracle, but this is only before you completed the miruah, which is the smoothing over of the pile of grain. Once it's miracle, once now you've already made it higher in Meiser and the Truma by making it complete grain, it's the Gemara Malacha, now you're Mechuyav to first Meiser it, and then you give him the Peah, V'notein Lach. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, you know, even if you turned it into a challah, you have to give him Peah. You'd have to take it out of the dough. Now the shaila is, according to Abaye, you did not leave the peah, you did something wrong, but it's over. You did something wrong, you were not kainet. The Torah said not to do it, but I did it. So the case where I do something, I'm kainet. So why do I have to go? I have to take it now from the Shibolim, and from the Omarim, and from the Isa. That's crazy. It's over, isn't it? So where does Abaye, according to Abaye, this doesn't make any sense. It must be that when the Torah says not to take the payah, that it doesn't help you if you do take the payah. So it shows that Abaye's contention is mistaken.
The original transgression had no impact.
Yeah. Abaye says, Abaye, well, this is an exception. Shani hasa. The Yomar Krav Ta'azov Yetera. Over here, we find in two separate locations the din of La'ani v'la'ger ta'azov otam. One we have in Kedoshim, one we have in Emor. And why does the Torah need to repeat it? To tell me that if you weren't ozev the peah the first time, be ozev the peah whenever you get to it. Even if it's further on down the line, it's in the Kri now. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if it's in the Issa. So therefore, this is unique. But Eino Chinam, if it hadn't said Ta'azov again, I would have said, if you did it, you did it, and there's nothing to do about it anymore. You took the pay.
Is the item asim,
no. It doesn't create teva. V'rova Omar Lakha? Rova, according to Rova, why does it have to say Ta'azov? Since according to Rova, obviously you have to be Ta'azov. The Torah says not to take off pay, you can't. Even if you take it, you have to give it. So what do I need, Ta'azov? Says Rava, that's a completely different word. That Ta'azov is that Yesh Lecha Aziva Kerachi Kezov. There is another time that you have to be Ozev, even where you would think that you didn't, you have to be Ozev it exactly as if you had it for the first time. What's the case? Zamach Kir Karmo. This guy has got a brilliant idea. He knows that if he's mafkir, if you're zoka in fruits from Hefker, so now before you have to take off the pay Iser and so on. So he figures, you know what I'll do? Before I go to sleep late at night when nobody's around to hear me, I'll be mafkir my entire vineyard. Then I'll wake up the next morning and I'll be the one to be zoka in my vineyard. That means I won't have to take off any of the things. It's great. Saving myself a tremendous amount of money because I'm Zoch and my terms mean I have to. Itanya. I'm Mafkir Karmo Vishkim, Meshacha. A guy is Mafkir his Karam at night, wakes up early in the morning, Ubatro, and he goes now, and he harvests his vineyard. He's Chayev in the Matanois of Peret, which are single grapes. Ovalites, which are unusually formed branches.
Why is he
wants to save money.
No,
we were talking, we were in just a new mission. And Shikha and Peya, he's going to have to now be chayev anyway. The only thing he saved himself is his part of an amais. Why is that? Because the extra ta'azov comes to tell me that there needs to be a total aziva. And that ta'azov tells me, leave it anyway. By Meiser, we don't have that extra ta'azov. And so Meiser indeed saved himself. But that means that according to Rava, the ta'azov is not to tell me I have to keep giving payah. The ta'azov is to tell me that even where you were zocha from this type of artificial hefker, there would still be a kiyuv of aziv. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav la Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha b'rei de Rav asked Rav Ashi, look, I mean, it's very nice that the entire Torah seems to be exceptions to the rule. I mean, but the problem is, if every single case that we bring you, they end up agreeing, it's just, it's either an exception to the rule according to Rav, or it's an exception to the rule according to Abaye. But the bottom line is, we haven't found a single case in which their disagreement has any meaning. Because every single case that we can come up with that involves something that the Torah says not to do, either the Torah has defined that it works, or the Torah has defined that it doesn't work. And therefore the Svara of Abaye Varav is irrelevant. What's it no day of it's left? So Hashem Shanina Kol Anishin Nuyeh, now that we have all of these special answers that we just gave, that we have these exceptions to the rules, so then, Abaye Varav Abamai Pligay. What are they arguing in? Every single case, they end up agreeing. Well, there's one case we didn't mention. How about Rebit Ktutsa? Torah says you're not allowed to take Rebit. But the question is, if you have real honest to God Rebit, real honest to God Rebit is defined in advance, this is what you're paying per whatever. And there, the Torah, you're over on the D'oraisa. So the question would be, if the Torah says don't take Rebit, and Yavid Mahanis, and if you take the Rebit, you keep the Rebit. But if you say Yavid Lomahani, the way that Rava says, and you're fired because you're trying to take Rebit, then you don't keep the Rebit. That means that Bechora, we argue, in the case in which someone took Rebit, whether we would have to return the Rebit or not. According to Abaye, Yavid Mahani should not have to return the Rebit. According to Rav, he does have to return to Rav. So that would be the sort of what they're arguing in. According to Rabbi Elazar, the Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rebit Tzutza Yotza B'dayanim, that if you had a contract that had Rebit built in, you can take that Rebit legally, get it back in court. But Avak Rebit, if however you have Rebit that isn't actual classical Rebit Ktutza D'oraisa, huh? So you had other ways of getting the Rebit, well, such as the cases that we had from Derek Mathira or Meshkanta Ot, where you might be able to get it back. All these cases are called Avak. Those cases, Eina Yosef B'dayani. Where Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Rebit Ktutza, Eina Yosef B'dayani. That even Rebit Ktutza is not Yosef B'dayani. And that turns out to be the machlokas of Abaye Varav. If you hold that Iyavid Mahani, so then you can't get your Rebit back. If you hold Lo Mahani, you can get your Rebit back. We just had this. Were you make an agreement to give somebody the field, and you say, if I don't pay you back, then I'm giving you my field now in return for the money I owe you. But if I pay you back in the next 12 months, so I can get to keep it. Yeah? And then I don't take any money for the usage of the field. That type of thing. Okay. I mean the classic case is the case Rashi brings, which is where I make two prices. If you pay me after the grain comes in, you pay X. If you pay me before, then you pay X minus. I'm giving you the field now. You don't pay me now. It's depending on when you pay me. So I make it sound as if you pay after the grain already comes in, so then you're going to be paying for that as well. But the truth is you were more for the field now. So what you're really taking is the agar for leaving your money by him in that space. So Omale, so he said to him, now wait a minute, that's not the machlokas of Abaye Barava. Hasn't this for a pleading? I mean, if it were in terms of the machlokas of Abaye Barava, it would be a machlokas in logic whether Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. But that's not the machlokas over there. Hasan Bikroi Pligi, actually, the machlokas over there is a machlokas in Tsukim. The Omer of Yitzchak, my time is Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Yochanan's logic who says you cannot get the rebate back in court? Not a svara, which is, well, what if the Torah says it? Bottom line is you did it, so who cares? So that's not the point. It's because Omar Kro, the Neshep Natan, the Tarbit Lakach, the Chai Lo Yichye. Because the Navi says, man gave his money out on Neshep, the Tarbit, that man will not live. The Torah is saying, L'chayim Nitan, V'lo Yishavon. Now, what are we talking about, the man living, not living? I mean, it's a legal issue. Does he have to return the money or not? If you're already turning it into this big moral thing, it means that it's not Rishavon. The question over here is, will you burn in hell? I mean, that's the issue, not whether you have to return the money. Ravacha bar Adamar, you can be Madaik from somewhere. It says, V'yareisa mi'alohecha. Why, ani Hashem? What do you mean, V'yareisa mi'alohecha? That's not the point. But it's a question of Yerushamayim. It's a question of legalities. Do you owe this money or you don't owe this money? So from here you see again, l'moranatati v'loli shavon. The mitzvah is here to define a mode of behavior in terms of what is the moral way to act, and not to define a legal status. So it means that according to the Yochanan, we're not dealing in the other mani lo mani. We're dealing in something that is special. Rava says, I can show it to you, that in this case it's mahani mihaka. Hatoe vot ha'el asa. Mot yumat damav boyiye. V'holid ben paritz shofet damim. Somebody did this, and this one of these story vot is giving your money on rebates. So he will have a child who will be a shofet damim. So what is that telling me? Hukshu melave rebit v'shofet damim. It means that taking damim beribit is like pouring out damim in murder. Well, nobody ever said when the Torah said you can't kill somebody, yavid lo mahani. I mean, basically when you shoot him, he dies. So in the same way, just like shokei damim lo nidu le yishabon, just like you can't return now the blood that you spilled, so ap melave ribit lo nidu le yishabon. So the Torah is basically telling me that a loan on rebate is not chayev in returning. What's that's Rabbi Yochanan's reason. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason who says that it is Yosef Bedayani? Not the fact that Yavid Lomahani, but rather Pasek, the Omakra, the Chayakikaima. Do you have to see to it? See to it that your brother shall be able to be chai. And that's it. The Torah is basically telling you that if you took rebit from him, that which undermines his ability to survive, return it to him. Okay. So now this didn't work. Because now it turns out that this is also an exceptional case. As Rava darkens it. So for heaven's sake, sit in the mic, amiplike abaya barabba, if you please. Tell me a case where they differ. The Tosa says, why don't we just like say the case is somebody makes a neder not to do something. Let's say he makes up a neder not to divorce his wife. Now he goes ahead and he divorces his wife. He obviously mahani or lomani. I mean, isn't it that? Certainly no special exceptions that are said about an individual matter. So Tosa says a very beautiful svara that the idea of the Avi Mahani or Lo Mahani is obviously not going to be applied to neder and shul. Because the point is that it's where the Torah defined the reality, that there we say it's a definition of what your capability is. But where an individual defines the reality through neder and shul, is Machayev himself, clearly that definition is not going to say the way things are. It's going to say the way he needs to act. So on that, there would not be a machlokas at all. We need to find a case that is defined in the Torah. But he does ask a very interesting question. He doesn't have an answer for it. In all the cases where we said that there are exceptions about Yovid Lomahani, let's say Charomi, right? So we sit over there that the Torah tells us it cannot be changed. It's got to be this way, whether you're old like Abaye, old like Rava. Once it's a cherem, it's a cherem. For instance, suppose a guy attempts now to be paid a cherem. According to Abaye, the attempt is unsuccessful, would always have been, the attempt rather is unsuccessful because the cherem made it unsuccessful. Something that was given as a donation to Kani. You can't read it. But remember that Rava said, that if you attempt to do something that cannot be done, you're chayav malchus on the attempt. Whereas according to Abaye, you're not chayav malchus on the attempt, you're only chayav malchus on the achievement. Why isn't that the machlokes? Would you or would you not be chayav malchus for being poda karmikon? Even though we all agree that they can't be poda, we're still arguing in the basic question of whether the Ovra Memra the Rachmona, as Rava puts it, the very fact that you attempted to do things against the Torah, whether that's Rechayev Yomalkas. He leaves that question hanging. A good question. I mean, it's true, it's not the Machlokas, the Yavidani, Yavidlomahani, but it's an implication of that Machlokas.
It doesn't further to say that you can't... give a punishment to California.
Yeah, but every law has a punishment.
If they're not supposed to,
mm-hmm. Well, you put it.
If everyone would say that it's sufficient as my focus and score.
Oh, answers the Gemara. What's the machlokas? Habaya varava chalik in shinui kaina. Now, Rashi's first shot in shinui kaina is Rabbi Yaakov's shot. Namely, that this is a philosophical argument. Shinui Kena having nothing to do with the Shinui of the Gzela, but Shinui Kena meaning a Shinui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Whether it's Kena, does it achieve anything in life? Okay? So if you go out against what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, is it effective? So, do I need a special indication that it's not effective, or is it, would it philosophically be ineffective? But in Achinam, there is no difference in practice. The question is, in all of the drushes that we had above, according to Abaye, none of them are coming to tell me what Rava says, and according to Rava, none of them are coming to tell me what Abaye says. Because each one of them holds that the general approach to Torah would have been mechayev the result for which the other one requires the pasuk. So Rashi's first approach here in Shinui Kena is that indeed in practical terms we have a list of exceptions, but that in philosophical terms the question is, and of course ultimately in our Derech Pesukim, the question is, would we have known this without a pasuk, or do we require a pasuk to tell us anything to each one? Has a different opinion, each one of these special exceptions. The other chant that we're talking about, Shinui Kena, says Rashi actually refers back to Shinui Kena. And even though the case of Shinui Kena we had like Zeva, our first case today, when you steal it, you turn the wood into a chair, turn the wool into a beggar. So over there, the question is, would you be kona or not? According to Rava, Koma Adam Rachmana Lo Savi, Lo Mahane, you're not kona. Rishina kona in that case. What we said before, that is what we're changing over now. And we're saying that there we should say that I'm going according to the Mandi Amar, or Shinri Lo Kona. And that indeed is a machlokes in Baba Kama, when the Shinri kona is not. So Rava would say, I hold that ain't Shinui Kena. simply because of the matter of the Amrak Manalosavi.
The difference between this machlokes and the argument of the Kami is the reasoning behind it.
Right.
By based on his reasoning, will always one, and Rabbi based on his reasoning, will always one.
Correct. They'll make an app community. Yeah, the guy being most extremist, I guess I love you. I didn't want to know Hashkafa Pratit. It's a question of how to understand what the Torah means, can or must, as we put it, as our mission is constructed. Is that a general rule, or is that something that's unique? Maybe that's a philosophical implication, but remember that the issue here is state, not physical realities.
Right.
You're saying that there may be an implication in terms of general hashkafa. If you gain money through isurim, will that in fact be useful for you? Will it contain it for you or not? But that's a grave extension. Right, it's not a direct implication of the sugya. No, not for me, it's fine. Is it useful? Well, will you end up with more money or not? Will you end up with more money in your pocket or will you end up losing it? That's what he suggests. Again, that's not what the Gemara is saying, but if Rashi's already making it a philosophical question, so Scott is suggesting maybe it's a philosophical question and extends further than it would appear. Lishna Frina, another lashon is that in the above Tirutzin, where we answered Ribbit Ktusa, what we ought to say is that indeed, on their own, outside of the Machlokas Amoroyim over here, according to Abaya Lo Mahadaribis, and according to Rava Mahadaribis. So according to Rava, you'd be able to get your ribis back, whereas according to Abaya, we would say, Yavid Mahane. Says, well, no, that doesn't work. By the way, Rashi suggests, this is Yerushalm. There's a difference in Lashon, it sometimes could work out to be exactly the same thing, one thing Yerushalmi, one being a Bavli that were incorporated together. So according to, the problem is that this isn't true. Says Abaya himself holds that Ribis Ktutza Mabkinim B'dayani, which is inconsistent with the din of Yavid Mahani. Where do we know this? The Omer Abaya, because Abaya says, in a case where a person, Adain Damatik Chavre Arba Zuzi B'ribita, say somebody owed his friend $4 as ribit payment. And what he did was, Yaivi Leila Malva Begavayu, what he did is he gave the lender, instead of the cash, he gave him a jacket. That jacket was worth $5. And he said, okay, you know what? You take this for the $4. Basically, he's giving him a gift of an additional dollar, right? So he gave him Glima de Shavik Alisha Barbo. When we take it back in court, now note that means that he owes him taking it back. We only take back $4 out of the $5 that were given for ribbit, because Haizuza, the extra dollar, is viewed as a gift. Because what did he have to give him? Something that was worth $5. So that means he was Michael and it's Tom, but he's not giving it as ribbit. Whereas Rava says we take the entire $5 from him, Chamisha Matina Mine, my time, but why do we take the entire $5? Because it was all given in the context of a payment of ribit. So Kulu Bitorat Ribita Ka'ati Liyade. The fact that he says take this for your $4 means that this thing is being given as a unit for ribit.
Is this an taking ribit or is it also being an accomplice?
Both. Elakikom naf mitzvage abaya barava v'shinoi kaina. Therefore, what we come out with is that a shinoi kaina. Again, this is the same thing as Rashi points out, but this is the lashon of Yerushalmi. Ten rabbanan. Okay, so this, now we came up, therefore, with 14 different cases that are exceptions to the rule, either according to Abaya or Rava. And it's not clear to us whether there is really a machlokas halacha l'maisa and shinui feinim, or whether there's a philosophical machlokas, and the question is, why do we need the pasuk? Depends on which approach we take in Rashi. Turn around, Kol asher bo mum lo takriv. Now, this is a reference to the sugya that we had earlier, and we talked about yesterday at the end of the daf, the iser of being even magdish bo mum. We took for granted that even if you're magdish bo mum, that you would be chai. Even though that's a state, it's not an act, right? But it's being makriv, I understand. If I'm makriv the Baal Mum, I get it. But for being makrish a Baal Mum, so we said over there, Iyavi Mahani, and we said, the Torah says, don't be makrish a Baal Mum. But our problem is that we took that for granted. And the question is, where exactly did the Torah say, don't be makrish a Baal Mum? Last I heard, the Torah only gave a list of mumim, and it said, lo takrivu, miyad ben nechar, lo takrivu et lechem lo'echem mikol eila. Don't bring it. But why did it say not to be magdish? I don't see that. So now our sugya wants to go back to that and be mevarer clearly. Where did that come from?
Well,
that assumption.
Well, we need to be chayim.
No. It would be chayim malchus. So if let's just note that there's a lot of redundancies in the parsha, because what it says over here is that the Ritzon Chem Tamim Zachar and so on. We could do that. It's always nicer to look it up yourself. Yeah, here's one, it's an MR of base, here's one. I see we have a very devastated group today.
Shiva
is always a tough period. Pasuk Chav. Pasuk Chav. Chav Beis Chav in Vayikra. So, here it says, Kol Asher Bo Mum Lo Takrivu. Whatever has a mum shall not be brought. Usually that means don't place the mizbeach. Ki lo l'ratzon yeh lachem. I know my audience. It takes 10 minutes to find the place.
Now this happens. Won't help.
That was yesterday's discussion. I'm sorry, I can't do this again. Why did you come yesterday? So, first it says lo takrivu, and then it goes on to say a list of mumim, averet, shavur, charut, and so on and so forth, and continues to say, O garavo yalafet, lo takrivu, again it repeats, lo takrivu eilu l'ashem, don't bring these. V'isher lo titnu mi'am ala mizbeach l'ashem. What is that? And don't make of them an offering on mizbeach. Well, that's the same thing. It's saying lo takrivu. How many times are you going to tell me the same thing? Then, again, and this is the nedavata aselto l'neder lo yiratzeh, from which we learned yesterday, that only a Baal Mum is to be given as a gift to Berech HaBayit, as a nedavah, and not a behemoth tmima. So again it repeats now, ma'uch, katut, natuk, v'charut. So again it lists various mumim. Lo takrivu l'Hashem. Again, lo takrivu. Umiyad b'necha, lo takrivu et lechem elohechem mikol eileh. This is an awful lot of lo takrivus. So let's take a look at the Gemara's drasha. Tana Rabbana. Kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. That's the first pasuk that we read, pasuk Chaf. Ma Talmud lomar. Why does the Torah say this? Im b'lo tishchatu. Does it mean don't do the act of shechita? Well, it already says that further on. Harekvah mor lamata. Again, we're going to be going through each one of these pieces in the Brisa in a moment in the Gemara. So let's just first listen to what the Brisa says. Ela mata mudomar lo takrivu. Why, therefore, does the Torah say you're b'al takrivu? It means b'al takdishim. Don't even be magdishes in a mizbeah. Mikan aru hamagdish mumim legabe mizbeah. Somebody who starts by being magdish and continues on doing all of the things needed to be done to actually bring this carbon is over mishum chamisha shemot. He is over on five separate lavim. He's over on the Baal Takrivu. The Baal Takrivu is problematic because the Baal Takrivu is the Baal Takdishu. And indeed some take out as you see it doesn't appear in the Tosefta, and it doesn't appear in the Yal Shimoni either. So the Baal Takdishu, Baal Tishvatu, so not to be Magdishit, not to be Shechtit, Mishum Baal Tizruku, not to be Zurich the Dam, or Mishum Baal Taktiru Kulo, not to bring all of it on the Mizbeah, and for that matter, a separate Isser bringing part of it on the Mizbeah, or Mishum Baal Taktiru Miktato, Mishum Rabbi Yezi Bar Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Af Kabbalat Adam, even the Kabbalat Adam on its own, before the Zerika, just collecting the Dam in the coast, is also an Isser D'oraisa. Now we're going to go through where we derive all this from. Oh, Mama, you started off by saying, why does it say Lo Takrivu? Does that mean Lo Sishkutu? Doesn't it already say Lo Sishkutu lower? Where is that? Omar, im baal tishpetu hare amur lamata. What are you referring to when you say it's amur lamata? Eichan. Eichan amur. Where is it said, baal tishpetu? I don't, there's no pasuk that says lo tishpetu. Ah, that's based on an understanding of the next pasuk. The next pasuk that lists the various moons. So it says, Averet, or Shabur, or Charut, or Yabelet, lo takrivu. So there it says the Farish, where it gives us the list, the Pasuk Chav base, it says Lo Takrivu. What does Lo Takrivu mean? Im Baal Takdishu, does it mean not even to make it holy? Arei Kvar Amur Lamala. But that was said up above the opening Pasuk of Lo Takrivu. Ela, Ma Talmud Lomar, why then is it necessary to say Lo Takrivu? What it means is Baal Tishchatu. This should not be shechted at all. Now, when it continues to say v'ishelotitnu mehem refers to putting it on the actual fires. So elu ishim, that's the actual ha'alah. How about ein li'ela kulan? That's maybe only if you put the entire thing up on the mizbeach. Is there an issur of putting even something on the mizbeach? Miktatan minayin, Talmud lomar ishelotitnu mehem. From them, from such a carbon, is also aser. And how do I know that Zrikat Adam is aser? Talmud Lomar, Al HaMizbeach. I mean, obviously, Yishev Al HaMizbeach. So Al HaMizbeach means anything that you put on the Mizbeach, even including the Dam, cannot be put. And when it says La Hashem, that comes to be Marbe, even making the Sarah Mishtaleach HaBalmun. So if I'm magdish the Sura Mishtaleach as a Balmon, then I'm over also on this Isser, because that too is Lashem. Wait a minute. Lashem? Is Lashem as a Ribui? I thought we used Lashem to tell me a Miut, because when it comes to the question of Shchut Echutz, where you're going to bring a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there we darshan. The Brisa says over there, El Pesach Ba'amoed Lo Hevi'o La'akriv Korban La'Hashem. So we darshan over there, well, if it says Korban La'Hashem, Wouldn't Karban include even Karchei Berek Habayi? So that means that if I now brought Karchei Berek Habayi outside of the Beit HaMikdash, I should be Chayev Karet. Why would it include Karchei Berek? Because it says, I mean, they're called Korban, Shneku Korban, Kinyan Shinemar, Vinikravet Korban Hashem, and the Vinikravet Korban Hashem is talking about all the various materials that were brought for the Binyan HaMishkan. Obviously, that's Berek Habayi. That's not Kedushat HaMizbeach. So that would mean that bringing Korban Hashem outside of the Beit HaMikdash would be a fee of Karis. No. Continues the Pasuk, the El Petach Ol Moed Lo Evio. That means only that which is Roy Le Petach Ol Moed. Only such a type of Korban that can be shafted and brought as a Korban in the Ol Moed, Yubichayev, Mishum Shkut Echutz. But if it's Eino Roy Le Petach Ol Moed, Ein Chayavim Alav Mishum Shkut Echutz. Okay. So then I will exclude the Nedavot of Berek Habayi. Otsia niyad elu velo otsi parat katat v'sa'ira mishtaleya shein u'uyin lepetach ol moed. But how about a parah aduma? Parah aduma is a perfectly kosher korban. It's just supposed to be brought in a crazy place. V'sa'ira mishtaleya is supposed to be brought in a crazy place. Okay, suppose I do it in the wrong place. Let's say I shek the Sara Mishtaleach Bechutz. Or the Parah Aduma, instead of doing it Kineged, the Mokam HaMikdash, I take it to Chulon and I shek it. So maybe I should now include those things as well, because after all, they are Roy LePesach HaOl Moed. Ah, therefore, comes along the Pesach to say, Talmud Lomar LaHashem, LaKriv Korban LaHashem. It has to be Dafka Miyuchad LaHashem, and LaHotzi, over here, the Korban is not meant to be brought to Hashem, because Lemaisa, it's meant to be brought outside. And as a matter of fact, there's even Ramazim that we're bringing the Sarah Mishalayak L'Sirim, right? As Ibn Ezra points out. So, make up your mind. Is the word LaHashem inclusive or exclusive? In our case, where you're talking about Bali Mumin, you said LaHashem is inclusive. And therefore, if I make a Sarah Mishtaleach, a Korban that is a Bal Mum, I'm going to be over. But when it comes to Shchut Echutz, you said that LaHashem is exclusive. And that the Sarah Mishtaleach is not called a Korban LaHashem. I mean, that's a little bit inconsistent. So how do you explain this? Answers the Gemara, obviously, as we always say, Amar Rava, Hasam Min Yonah Dekra, V'Hasam Min Yonah Dekra. Take a look at the context. It's the context that defines it. So El Petach is coming with Rabbis, right? El Petach HaOmoid, anything which is would be Royal Petach HaOmoid. So in that case, why do I need LaHashem? It already was Marva, anything that's Roy LePetach Ol Moed. The LaHashem, therefore, must be coming to exclude. So Sarah Mishtaleach, even though it's Roy LePetach Ol Moed, is not Roy to be meant to be brought LaHashem. Masha'inkin, Ishe is LaHotzi. That which is meant to be Ishe LaHashem. Okay? So that's now most of the things that are Ishe LaHashem. That means, why do I need now LaHashem to be motzi? I already am motzi only those things that are meant to go on the Mizbeach. So there, LaHashem is the rabbis. So Taima, now you're saying, bottom line, that if the Torah had not said LaHashem, I wouldn't have known that a Sarah Mishtaleach cannot be brought as a Baal Mum. Now that's ridiculous. You're telling me that if it wouldn't be a lo rabbi kvala Hashem, avamina sarah mishtaleach b'amum shapidon, I would have thought that you can bring a sarah mishtaleach, which is a b'amum. Now how the heck could I possibly have thought something like that? Don't I need to do a goral? And in doing the goral, don't both the seirim have to be suitable to come up on the goral Hashem? So how could I possibly think that I could bring a Sarah Mishtaleach that is not a Tumim if then I wouldn't be able to do the Goral on it to make it a Sarah Mishtaleach in the first place? Obviously, that's what we're going to try to figure out if such a thing would work. Let's just see first the question in the Gemara. Ein agoral koveya ele bedavar haro'u l'Hashem. You couldn't make a sarah mishtaleach, the sarah mishtaleach, unless it also could have been kosher to be the sarah l'Hashem. So, why don't we immediately give our president's answer? And the answer is obvious. At the time of the goral, it was a kosher korban. And now I'm going to substitute an unkosher korban. Something like that. In other words, I will bring, how about something happened to it? Finish the goral. Something now happens to the sar mishtaleach. I'll bring a new sar mishtaleach, and this time I'll bring a balmum, because I already know that it's taking the place of a sar mishtaleach. I figured, what the heck, I'm not bringing it to the mizbeach anyway. Let me just bring a balmum, and we'll throw it off the cliff. So why isn't that the obvious teretz? The reason it's not the obvious teretz is, as Dovid just pointed out, when something happens to the sar mishtaleach, you can't replace the sar mishtaleach. You have to replace both of them. And then we'd have to go through the goral again. Ah, and here there's an opening to find a solution, indeed, as our president has suggested. And what is that? If we go, Aliba de Hanan HaMitzri, Hanan HaMitzri holds that you do not, apparently holds, you do not have to make another goral, because he says, Afilu dam bakosa, so you already shechted, the soyer l'Hashem, and you're stirring the dam now to allow time for the other avedas, and now something happens to the soyer mishtaleach. He says you can bring now another soyer and use the dam that's in the coast. You don't have to reshecht a new soyer l'Hashem. So it's not even dichui. Like this, I would say, so once something is nitzed, unusable, I can't use that dam unless there's a soyer present. But now that the soyer is present, it becomes reusable. So, I mean, kosher cane, I would imagine you don't need to do another goral. You simply match up a new soyer. Comes along the Torah to say that in such a case, when you match up a new soyer, it cannot be a bamum. So that's a good answer, isn't it? Homone kanana mitzriyu. Diomra afilu dam bakos. Mevi chaveiro. You can bring a new soyer, umezavegle, and you can now make it the mate of the one that's already been shechted. And then now, wait a minute. Admittedly, Hanana Mitzri is saying that the dam is still usable. But did Hanana Mitzri ever suggest a lotzer of hagrala? Mishamata? Maybe he holds you need to go through a hagrala, and there's no way to make a soyer, a soyer mishtaleach, without a hagrala.
And if it comes out the opposite, on this cup of blood?
No, you can't make a hagrala on a cup of blood. You make a hagrala on two animals. The one that is the sar mishtaleach is now coupled to the cup of blood. And the other one that was Eilu L'Hashem should be allowed to graze until it gets a mum, and will be pregnant. So maybe, Dilma Maisi, maybe you need to bring to Umagriel, and you have to do Agrala, and then you use the one that becomes the sar mishtaleach, and you match it up to the Dam Bakos. Elam Rav Yosef. Okay, fine, says Rav Yosef. You want me to refine it better? I'll refine it better. It's going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Beferish, Meit Echad Me'em, one of them dies, you could bring a replacement without a Hagralah. Maybe Chaveiro, below Hagralah, to the Rabbi Shimon. So in a case where the Sar Mishtaleach died, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it wouldn't be for this Pasuk L'Hashem, then I would say that indeed the sar mishtaleach can be brought as a balmum, because after all, I'm not bringing it now to the ishim. Comes along the Torah to add, as long as it's l'Hashem, it's usur to bring it as a balmum. Rava Amar, Rava says, well, there's a simple solution. The simple solution is like this: lo nischar l'kagon shu'umam bo bayom. How about after on Yom Kippur, after the hagralah? It got a mum. So what I do is now, I take it and I say, okay, since it's a baal mum anyway, let me be mechalel the kedusha in this tzar mishtalaya on a baal mum, and then use that baal mum as the tzar mishtalaya. You'll say, I mean, so what did you accomplish? I didn't accomplish anything. I didn't accomplish anything. But the bottom line is, if I would have just brought the tzar mishtalaya, then that wasn't what the pasuk was talking about by los hakadisha. I'm trying to find a case where I will be over on los hakadisha. Where's the case of los hakadisha? Where I figure, okay, I don't need to do a new agrala because nothing happens to the tzar mishtalaya. I have the kedusha tzar from the original agrala. Let me now be makala this kedusha on another behema that is a balas mum and use that other behema as the tzar mishtalaya. Maybe it's a nicer behema, whatever. So in doing that, I would be over on Pal Takdishu. That's what the Lashem is coming to be marba. So Sarkadai, but I mean, I might have thought, okay, Bishlam and me, Korah, when I'm trying now to originally bring the Korban and dedicate it for the possible use of a Sar Mishtalaya, obviously I can't do it as a Bamum, because Lo Yadana, Yahimik Velashem, I never can determine in advance what the Goral is going to choose. So I'm forced, because of logistical reasons, I'm forced to make them both to be me. Abel Hacha. Mashenke, once the Goral was already, how do you say Goral in English? The lottery?
The draw.
So once the Goral was already Koveyak, even the Inker Shem, once the shame of the Sarah Mishtaleh was defined, now that I'm Magdish Abal Mum for that purpose, low lucky, maybe I wouldn't get Malchus. Mashmalan, therefore I need the Pasuk to tell me that even in this case, you would be over on Baal Takdishu.
Given the Inker Shem, what is that?
I now know the shame, which shame is the Sarah Mishtaleh.